Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This may be a totally unfair series of statements I'm about to make. It probably is.
I love unfair series of statements.
Tolo's on the Autoflex Easing Fan Text, 877-881-1053, saying, come on, tell us what you were going to say about Rugi in the top seven, where I teased that last night. It just set me off watching him hit. It just really made me annoyed. And this is just going to be, like, very rare thing to say, and like, totally unjustified. I can't stand watching Rugi Odor hit with his stance.
He doesn't hit.
He tries to stop trying to look so cool from every freaking aspect of every single at-bat. It looks like he's focusing, and I can hear Chris Woodward right now saying, listen to this moron talking about the swag that he goes up there with. It looks like it's dripping in swag. He's more worried about the button of the shirt down midway, the huge chain flashing, the dirty, grimy helmet, looking cool with the hand motion, and just everything about it looks like he's trying to look like a badass, and it's just driving me insane. It's making me sick. Now, that looks like a guy I wouldn't want to fight, as Bautista found out, but every single pitch in his final at-bat to end the game, I was just like, he's focusing so hard on trying to look cool that it just got to me.
If you were batting 192 with a 256 on base, you know, a lot of guys would consider changing their stance. Now, people would say, well, why would you change something that got you here? Well, it's not working here.
Yeah.
And the Rangers
have said that to him continuously.
If I have a leg kick that mirrors that of a pitcher, I might consider changing that up a bit to get my timing back. Hitting is so much about timing. And first, I'd consider changing my bat from, you know, this Clubber Lang that I'm rolling out there with. And I might consider changing up my stance a little bit to, I don't even want to say close it up. How about reduce the amount of movement on your legs, on your lower body? Like, those are just some things that you might want to consider. I'm sure the team has told him this. They're smart enough. I'm sure he may have even tried it. He doesn't feel comfortable with it. But at some point, 192 and a 256 on base is embarrassing.
You know how you can't stand some pitchers with their motion? And we all have this, you know, the kid that you played with, or maybe your kids are playing with the little leaguer who just cares more about having the fancier equipment and the perfect wristbands and the knee-high socks looking the best, or the you're smiling like you know what I'm saying, or the lime green batting gloves. I'm not calling any kid out in particular. I don't know any little leaguers except for y'all's. But that kid who just cares about looking cool and having the cool stance, even though you know they're uncomfortable with the way they're hitting, but they want to look the coolest. That's what Rugi Odor reminds me of. Like, every single pitch, I can't stand looking at it. I can't. I know it's just a weird pet peeve of mine, but I swear he cares more about how cool he looks in that box and his swag than he does getting better production.
The production just isn't there.
I'm like, button up your jersey. Like, we're not going to happy hour, you know, at 6 p.m. Like, your chain looks cool, your eye black looks cool, your helmet looks cool, your facial expression staring down the pitcher, you know, looks cool. But what doesn't look cool is your numbers. It doesn't look cool. Your swing, I was looking at, you know how everyone tries to do the same thing between pitches? Whether it's Nomar Garcia-Parr being a complete spaz with his batting gloves, whether it's the same amount of 1, 2, 3, you know, like you're getting ready at the plate like you would be as a T-baller. Whatever you do, you're trying to remain consistent. That wasn't there last night. And even watching how he's getting ready when each pitch is being thrown, to where the hands are, to the leg movements, I was just looking for some type of consistency. The only consistency was the cool points.
Rugi's already been in Major League Baseball. Okay, his name was Mark Bellhorn. Bassick remembers Mark Bellhorn. I know he's listening. He's Rougie Odor. Dirty hat, baggy uniform, always looked cool, couldn't hit. All right, had one good year, 2004. Other than that, the guy was rolling out there, batting about 230 with a he had a better on base than Rougie does, but like that's who he is. Like that's exactly the guy that Rougie Odor has become. And it's just not, I mean, it's just not good enough. It's a crime that Willie Calhoun gets sent down, but Rougie Odor does not. It's not fair.
Yeah, Hunter Pence returns yesterday, and Willie Calhoun got his soul crushed. Crushed. He was hitting 277, five home runs, and 13 runs batted in 17 games starting for Pence. And here's what Willie said after finding out the news. Quote, "I'm literally speechless. I helped the team win. I don't know what else I would have done at the end of the day if that's what they want to do. If me playing in Nashville is going to help, then I guess I have to play every day in Nashville." And Woody said that he didn't want to keep seven outfielders. Said it was a tough decision. It kept us up. He really has done everything to stay here. But it was a numbers game. You know, all these things end up usually being
it is a
numbers game.
Yeah, I mean, it happens all the time. And there are plenty of guys that get sent down that are tremendous at what they do, or not even tremendous, but just very good at what they do, that shouldn't be sent down. And a lot of those guys, honestly, they'll be traded here in the next 10 days. They've got value because they've got options. When you trade a guy with options and who has shown that they can do things at the next level, they're going to get guys that will make moves for them.
David on Twitter, great analogy. Except Choppy's going to give you the big difference. David Montez, "Oh my God, I thought the same thing about Odor. A-Rod was the same. Everything is scripted and no natural movement." Same thing.
A-Rod's 100% contrived, though. Like, A-Rod was contrived. I think Rougie actually probably is kind of cool. A-Rod wasn't cool. A-Rod didn't.
Oh, that face scrunch. I can't stand picturing his face scrunching with his eyes, looking out to the outfield in no particular area.
The thing with A-Rod is like.
And his lips puckered.
There was nothing to him but baseball. He was just like Peyton Manning. There was nothing to him.
Yeah.
He had no life skills outside of Major League Baseball. Now that he's out of baseball and he's gotten to learn things, A-Rod's a cool dude now. But there was nothing to him. You know, I think there's a lot more. Rougie's deeper. There's a lot more to Rougie. But yes, I mean, he is, it seems at least right now that he's kind of concerned with looking a certain way instead of playing a certain way.
Oh, yeah. My most hated Tolo, the one who despises me the most, old school soulful, even agreeing with me on Odor. So yeah, it's buddy. A win. It's a victorious day. Because Calhoun went down, Pence comes up, and the Rangers put a microphone on Pence around the batting cages yesterday, getting ready for his Ranger return.
I feel so good after you get a haircut. I feel so much better. I feel fresh, clean, sharp, organized, ready to rock.
Are you letting a little flow go in the back right now?
Yeah, I'm trying to get a horsetail. My wife's going to hate it. Lex is going to hate it. But like, and I don't know if it can grow or not, but I want it to get long and ugly. I like being ugly.
You look good ugly.
And weird, yeah. Since I was a boy, I dreamed of getting to be a baseball player, and this stadium, I was here when it was built, and it really is just a dream come true. It's pretty special to me to play for my hometown team.
I'm trying to remember another guy who I'm hearing is as beloved as this
There's
dude.
There's not. He's the fan favorite of Major League Baseball.
Not the fan, just the fan favorite.
Yeah.
I'm talking about amongst the players.
Yeah, everyone loves him.
Peter Gammon saying the Red Sox were infatuated with him at the All-Star break.
Everyone loves this dude. He is unorthodox. He got to the league. You know, he doesn't have the typical, he's lean, he's lanky. He doesn't have the typical body. Like, his shoulders like hunched over.
Hunter Pence should sit, excuse me, Troy. Hunter Pence should sit.
Got it.
Rougie. Down.
He should
sit. It was the old school soul food that got me thrown off. Old school soul food. He should sit Rougie down and say, "Look at my batting stance. Look at how I hit.
Yeah.
I look like a pair of coat hangers coming at you, like Phil Jackson's back.
He's the Jim Furyk of Major League Baseball. He looks like an octopus falling out of a tree when he swings.
And what is that next to my name? What is that? What's that AS thing? What is it? Do you know what those letters stand for?
Ascot.
No.
It's
AS.
AS.
That's all. That's All-Star.
There's a dash in there.
You don't have to look cool. You don't have to be going down a runway in the batter's box. Just get it done and change it up if it's not working.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.